By the end of the summer, more than 2 million tourists are expected at the Grand Canyon in Arizona. On a recent assignment in the state, NPR's Tom Goldwyn decided to join them for his first visit to the canyon. Before he got there, though, he came upon a roadside attraction that, while not very grand, was irresistible. He sent us this audio postcard from Arizona Highway 64.
It's the perfect place to do business. Highway 64 is the route most tourists take to the Grand Canyon. On both sides of the highway, you see roadside stands selling Native American arts and crafts, blankets, beads, necklaces, lots of pretty stuff. But since this was my first trip to the Grand Canyon, I was too excited to stop. Until I saw the sign advertising one of those roadside stands. Nice Indians ahead. Before I could do a double take, I zoomed past the stand. The proprietors obviously thought this out because a little farther down the road, there was another sign. Nice Indians behind you. Okay, I bit, did a U-turn on Highway 64, and headed back. It was late in the day as I walked up to the only person there, a young man bagging up unsold items before heading home. 19-year-old Curtis Coleman, a full-blooded Navajo, had a round face and wore a black t-shirt with Res Dog written on the front. He was nice, and he wasn't surprised I'd turned around and come back.
I'd say about 85% of the people that stop are intrigued by the signs.
Intrigued and maybe a bit disturbed. After all, doesn't a sign reading Nice Indians Ahead imply that many of the people zipping along Highway 64 must think most Indians are not nice? Curtis said, yeah, that's part of it.
The Native American are labeled mean and killing machines in a way like in war movies, old westerns, that we would scalp you any chance we had. And so the signs are here just to tell you that we're friendly, we like to talk to people and everything.
And Curtis said he and the others who work the stand occasionally share a Navajo joke, like the one about Navajo code talkers in World War II. A plane carrying bombs is heading for its target. A secret code in Navajo comes over the radio, and the only one who understands the language is the tail gunner.
So the tail gunner sits there for a little while and he listens. And he goes, I don't know what they're doing down there, but it sounds like they're having breakfast.
My frozen smile told Curtis he needed to explain the punchline. In the Navajo code, he said bombs were eggs, so the people on the ground were having breakfast. Eggs. Curtis handled it graciously, more proof that indeed this was a friendly place. And yes, even for those who stop and simply browse.
Well, if they don't want to buy, they're free to pick up anything, try them on, take a close look at them if they like. And always when they leave, I always bid them a good farewell trip.
I bought a beautiful bracelet and then thanked Curtis Coleman for his late afternoon hospitality. Once again cruising past the sign, Nice Indians Behind You, I kept going this time, heading for the Grand Canyon, that other attraction along Highway 64. Tom Goldwyn, NPR News.
And to see pictures from Tom Goldwyn's Arizona trip, go to our website, npr.org.